Mason's Funky Soul Sensations on Cruise FM.
Welcome along to Cruise FM. We end up the show with a great track, the Salto Orchestra and a Tangerine. Now it's my pleasure to welcome the First Lady of Salto Music, Carol Williams, to Cruise FM. Welcome along, Carol.
Thank you so much for having me, Paul. It's a pleasure to be on your show.
It's a great honor to have you here. When I think that when I was in the clubs and I was touching your records, to actually think that I was going to be talking to you live here. It's a great pleasure today, and it's really good. Now, I know that we had that great track there, Tangerine, from the Salto Orchestra, and there's two people on that. There was Vincent Montana on the production as well of that. What a great thing. And you also had the drummer on that, which I think he's a fantastic drummer. He's produced lots of different things. His name's Earl Young. What was it like to work with them two people?
It was amazing. I went to, when I did my album for the Electric Lady album, I was there for every track. I was there when they laid the track down before I even did my vocals. And it was just, I was like a kid in a candy store. It was amazing to see how they worked together, how Earl was amazing, the rhythm sections, the horns, the whole thing. It was just, I'm so glad that I was there to be able to be there when they laid the tracks down from the very beginning. I never missed one song.
And I need to ask you sort of before, I know that in the mid-70s, the times were big for you in the disco era, but how did you ever get into the music? Where was your start? Did you go to any sort of schools for training, or how did you ever get into the industry?
I knew from the time at 9 years old when my father took me to the Apollo Theater. He used to take me on outings on Sunday. We would go different places, but this one time on a Sunday, he took me to the Apollo Theater, and I was amazed. I said, that's what I want to do. That's what I want to be, and that's exactly what I've tried to do most of my life.
And can I ask you something else as well, Carol? I know that you've been in back in the 70s. How did you ever get sort of the opportunity to get into the disco stuff? How did you ever get signed to South Soul Music?
I got signed to South Soul because my husband was the band leader for Wilson Pickett. And Wilson Pickett had a road manager. Her name was Lee Wade. And I got a call when I was working with a top 40 band. I've always been singing either in wedding bands, top 40 bands. And I got a call. I was down in South Jersey. And she called me and she said, there's a new company called South Soul Records. And they're looking for a girl similar to a Gloria Gaynor. They're looking for a disco female artist that's similar to Gloria Gaynor. So I auditioned. And the song that I auditioned, they had the song Rattlesnake. It wasn't my song, it was their song, and they wanted you to sing that song. And at the time, my husband was with me, and he knew how to sight read, because I didn't know how to sight read. I just sing from what I hear, and he said he hummed it in my ear, and he said, this is how it goes. And I sang it, and I was able to get it. It was about 200 other girls there that auditioned, and that's how I got with Salso, Kenny Carey, and his brothers.
Well, that's great. And now, back in the time, you had a record that broke in the UK, I think it was around about 1976, it hit the UK as well. And this one sort of went into the top 10 charts, and the track was called More. Do you remember that
yes.
track on the South Soul label? That one made you quite a big success in the breaking into the popular charts with that type of music.
Yes, at the time, Vince and I had gotten together because at first, Vince was not going to be the one that was going to be my producer. They were going to have the Lita Holloway's husband, Floyd. And for some reason, Lolita and him, they lived in Chicago and they didn't like to fly. He didn't like to fly. So eventually they put me with Vince. And Vince and I were, you know, I would drive down to where he lived and we would try to figure out what we were going to do for the album. And it was my idea to come up with the song More, because at that time people were taking, you know, old standard songs and they were, you know, recording it. Gloria had How High the Moon and she was doing like a lot of standard songs like that. So I came up with the idea of doing More. And that's and Vince, he liked the idea of doing it, and we did. That was, I think, that was the first one that we did.
That's right, and that's exactly, Carol. That's exactly what we're going to play now. This is the full version. South Soul Records, More, Carol Williams.
All Masons, Funky Soul Sensations on Cruise FM.
The world had known. This is
Ledgery, Carol Williams there, and that track called More. Love that track, Carol. Great track, a great production as well. And we had Ronald coming in there. Ronald Barsi of World Entertainment, RCB, worldentertainment.com. He's with us as well. Welcome along, Ron. Ronald.
Thank you. Thank you for having us.
Yes, we heard you chatting in the background there, Ronald, but don't worry about it. It's live radio, and it was good that you were discussing about Carol's record. Great.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. I was really saying that we used to play all of Carol's music and all the other great artists as well who were on Salso. That were produced by the late, great Vincent Montana Jr., God rest his soul. Before we were even old enough to go to the nightclubs, we'd be in front of our houses with our little boombox radios and disco dancing right on the street.
Yep.
And it was a lot of fun. A lot of fun. Great, great memories. Great music. Great time.
Now
a great time in our lives coming up.
Now, that was a great sort of cross the commercial scene, that track, Carol. How did you feel when you sort of broke into that gender of music and it sort of went into the sort of national charts, mainstream charts?
You know, it's so funny because at the time that Roar came out, I was up in Canada and I had always worked with a top 40 band and I had my own top 40 band. So when I recorded the album and everything with Vince, I still was working, you know, doing top 40 of other people's songs. So I didn't even realize until I was in Canada that the DJs were telling me. In fact, there was one DJ that I took a liking to. He was only 17 years old. And he came up to me and he says, you know, your song More has come in as an import into Canada. And it's being played down in, you know, the United States, down in New York. I had no idea because I didn't know when Salso was going to release anything. And I didn't even know what song it was they were going to release. So I was in Canada at the time singing top 40 other people's song. Wasn't even singing More. And with my band. And it was just amazing that, you know, it came in as an import. And then I used to hear it. When I was up there, in the discos up there, not here. I didn't hear it until I came back to New York. And then it had already charted and was playing on WBLS and stuff like that. But it was amazing because, you know, you can do these things and you don't know when it's going to really come out. But I'm still doing my thing. I'm still singing top 40.
That's great. That's great. It was a fantastic record over here. And just before I get into the next record, someone's saying hi to you here. It's Larry Dixon, Lab Productions. He's a singer himself, and he's listening to the show. He's in Chicago at the moment, and he's listening on air.
Oh, tell him I said hi.
Now, as we get into this album, Electric Lady, your second track, right, that you did from this album, and it was a very big track over here, really you sort of hit the nightclubs, and the track is called Love Is You. Now, there was DJs that remixed this, and this is what we're going to do. We're going to play the Tom Moulton. Now, he's a very good DJ remixer, and he remixed your record, Love Is You. And this is it. Love Is You, Carol Williams. This is, I love it.
Okay.
Love Is You. with smile. Love is you, you're its child.
Part of mine. Oh, love is you.
you wanna do, where you wanna go, who you wanna go with. I just wanna know.
Williams, and that track called Love Is You. Tom Moulton on that mix. Love the xylophone of that and the drumming. What a great track that is, Carol. Love it. It's one of your, I personally think in the 70s that was one of your best tracks. I really do. It was a great track.
Thank you. I enjoyed doing it. I enjoyed seeing Earl in the rhythm section. Every musician come in with the strings and everything. I was just amazed at how they put it down. Amazed.
It was certainly a big record over here, played on many of radio stations. And back in the day when we didn't have a lot of soul stations here, we sort of had up and come in what we call pirate radio stations. Actually, playing that track, and it was beginning to get noticed by some of the commercial stations over here. If it weren't for the fact that we had illegal radio trying to sort of bring music to the public, I think the track would have disappeared in the UK, but it didn't. And God rest our souls that we had that record over here, because it was a fantastic record. Now, I know that you are a director of the Legends of Vinyl, and there's other directors on there, because I was speaking to Linda Clifford a few weeks ago on the show as well.
Yes.
How many, you can tell me how many more people are on that board of directors of Legends of Vinyl?
Oh, Denise Montana, Earl Young, Linda Clifford, myself. It's a wonderful organization, because we realized that if it wasn't for the DJs that were playing our records and playing our songs, because sometimes they weren't played on the radio right away. And the DJs, they made our records. They made us who we are. And I love being on Legends of Vinyl. Not only do they recognize the DJs and a lot of people in the music business, but they recognize the artists. And Lewis is the founder of it, and he has such a passion about it, because I remember him always coming up with the idea that he wanted to do something like this, and he has done it. So it's an honor and a pleasure to be on the board of directors and to be involved in all of the things that they have going on when they do bring producers and artists and everything out to, you know, get awards and be recognized for the things that they did back in those days.
It's great stuff that you're doing, and we always see it posted up over here, the different Legends of Vinyl, and it's a very, very great thing to be around all these legends, that people that have been around, we'll never forget them, because I personally think there'll never be another era like that, because there was so many good musicians, and sadly in these days we are losing a lot of our great artists, and it's very sad that you grow up with them and then all of a sudden they're suddenly they disappear, and it's really upsetting. But the only thing is, their legacy is their music. The music will always be around. Now,
that's correct, the music will live on. We also have to mention Lenny Zekatek from the Alan Parsons Project in the UK. He's also on the board of directors in Europe.
Yes,
with Legends of Vinyl. Gonzalez, I haven't stopped dancing yet. Lenny Z, and happy to have him on board with us as well.
Definitely, and it's so great, because, you know, he lives, he's from the UK, And, you know, he keeps us abreast of what's going on. And his song is one, that's one of my favorite songs. I never even realized that I would meet him and be on the board of directors with him, but that is one of my all-time favorite songs of Lenny's, Never Stop Dancing.
Yeah, that's a great track. It is a great track. And that used to get played a lot over here as well. There's so many... So many good tracks that did get played in the UK, and it's just great to remember them. And talking to a legend like you, it's an honour. I tell you that, it's a real honour. Now, back in the 80s, you had a record called It's Gonna Be Different. Now, I've been listening to this record, and it's a lovely record. I must admit, it is a nice record. And Linda, I'll tell you what we're going to do, Carol. We're going to play that right now, because... It's such a great song, and I love it. I do. I mean, I've been playing it all day today. Do you realise that? A track like that, and then you think, wow.
I just would like to just say that when I received the track from a musician over in the UK, he got in touch with me. He says, I have a track. Do you think you could write to it? Because I'm also a writer. And I said, sure. I said, send me the track. Well, when I heard the track, because I had my studio, he had his, so he sent it. And I listened to the track, and we wrote to the track in about maybe 6 or 7 minutes. That's how great I love the track. Wow. And the rest is history with it.
Well, this is what we're going to play now, Carol, the track. It's going to be different. Love this track. And if you just joined us, you're on Cruise FM. We're live with Carol Williams here on Cruise FM.
It's going to be different this time. And there'll be no mistake in that you're all mine.
yours. This mind game you're playing makes me want you more. The loving that you give, I can't purchase in your store. I need you for myself. Can't see you in nobody else. With desire in my soul, wine and candle lights. Why are you not here to bow? See the pictures that were taken, all the love that we had, we were making. Oh, oh, should've never let you go. This longing for your touch is just too much for you. Waiting on your call, but not for surprise.
The legendary Carol Williams there, and that song, It's Gonna Be Different. Love that record, Carol. What a great track. Really is.
Thank you. And I just wanted to say my son was on that song with me.
Oh, yes, I saw that on your thing, that he sort of...
Yes, he mixed it and sent it back, and he did all the mixing and everything on it. Yep.
That's right.
It's a great song, I tell you that. And how did that come about then, like with your son sort of teaming up with that record? Like, how was who wrote that song? Who wrote the song for
I
you?
Did.
You wrote the song. Well, you wrote the song. That's what...
The track came to me, so it's and right now I can't remember his name. And it's terrible because I know him very well. He's a great guitar player, and he plays for everybody that comes to the UK. He's a fantastic musician, but he's a writer too. And he got in contact with me. He had the track. It was the track. He sent me the track, and we wrote to the track. I wrote to the track. And then we sent it back to him, mixed and everything. My son did the backgrounds and everything, and he put it out just like that. It was on Lovetown Records over there in the UK. I have the rights for it here in New York and Canada, but I haven't done anything with it here in the United States.
Right, yeah, I did notice that it did come into the UK on that
yes.
record label, as you said,
yes.
Lovetown, yes. And
yes, it was the only record label for it, yes.
It's a great little name for a record label, Lovetown. It's
I love that.
It's a great.
Well, you know, it was a compilation album which Geraldine Hunt was on it. She had did a track, and also the guy that sings Mama
Junior.
Yes, he also had a track on the compilation album. It was a lot of different artists that he wrote for, and they did their own song. And my song was going to be different. That was my song that I did, and everybody else did something else on the compilation album. But it was a great album to me.
Linda,
Vern did an amazing job. We must mention Carol Williams' son, DeVern Williams. Oh, what an amazing artist in his own right.
In his own
yes,
right.
Yes, he is.
And in the future, Carol, is there anything going to be lined up in the future coming, or... will you be doing anything else? Have you got anything in the pipeline?
I have quite a few, about three or four different songs that I wrote that I've done here in the studio. They're actually finished. But with the pandemic coming in and everything, you know, we just kind of put it aside right now. But we're constantly in the studio. I consider myself as a writer just as much as a singer. I love to write. And if I get a track, I can write to a track if it's something that I like. So we have about three or four songs that are actually finished with backgrounds, everything done on it, that we've done in the studio, and I'm going to continue to keep writing and, you know, just enjoy what I love to do.
Carol, and I tell you, it has been a pleasure speaking to you here at Cruise FM Live today. And just before you go, though, I'm going to say that if anybody ever wants to get in touch with Carol, they can also contact RCB, Ronald C. Barsi, at weltentertainment.com.
And RCB, worldentertainment.com.
And it's been a pleasure talking to you today, Karen. We need to get you back on the show because I know I've been going through all your records and there's so much to fit in. We're going to bring you back again and fit some of your other music in as well here on the show.
And I just want to say thank you to all of the listeners that are from the UK. The UK is what keeps us artists still going because they still play our records. They still recognize us. And I haven't been there yet, but I can't wait to come because they are really, truly fans of ours.
Well, when this pandemic is over, we're going to get you booked over there, Carol.
Okay. I'm looking forward to it.
Carol, and before we go out, we're going to go out with one more track today here on the show of yours. I dug it up because I thought it was like, it's something you produced with a rapping artist as well. I think he was a rapper.
Yes.
It was called Weekend. Now, we did have this track out, but it was done by someone else. And I don't think, with all the thousands of records that are out there, I don't think people realise that you covered this record. And
I don't think they know it either. Right.
So we're going to play it right now, and it's called Weekend. Carol, it's been a pleasure having you here on Cruise FM.
Thank you so much, Paul.
And we will team up again because there's been so much fantastic music that you've done, and you are a true legend. Thank you very much, Carol. We're going to go out with this one. It's called Weekend. This is Carol Williams. That was the legendary Carol Williams live on the 10th of November here on the Funky Soul Sensations. What a great interview that was. Love talking to Carol Williams. And this is on the Funky Soul Sensations show. You can join me every Monday here from 5 o'clock until 7 o'clock. This is yours, Julie Paul Mason, saying a very good night.